Dr. John Lott, who joins us on the program. Doctor, welcome back to the show.
Great to talk to you.
I'm looking through, and I've got a whole pile of things here, but, you know, 9 dead and 53 wounded over the 4th of July in Chicago. And you just, you know, I just shake my head. I mean, I can't, this is like a war. It's like a civil war in the heart of America in a city with the strictest gun control laws we found anywhere. Do they not understand it doesn't work? I mean, just, and I don't know what to tell people, doctor. I mean, here it is, 9 dead, 53 laying in the streets of Chicago. And what do they do about it? They are now, some of the people there, filing a lawsuit against gun stores in other towns for violating their civil rights. Does any of this make any sense?
Well, you know, if you have high crime, it's good to be able to blame somebody else rather than take responsibility yourself. And Rahm Emanuel has done certain things that's messed up the police department. My own belief is that's the real recent reason that you've had changes going on there. He's closed down detective bureaus, for example, in the high crime parts of the city and moved detectives out to low crime areas. You know, if you're going to put police any place, it's going to be in the high crime areas. He has to accept responsibility for that. Maybe he made political promises or whatever to make those changes, but there are consequences as a result of it. So I don't really know. They have loosened up gun control a little bit in Chicago. You can get a concealed handgun permit now that you couldn't get a couple or a few years ago. The problem has been it's very expensive to go and obtain one. The types of people who can go and obtain a permit are basically well-to-do suburban people. And what you need to have is that the people who are most likely victims of violent crime, they're the ones who need to be able to get a gun for protection. So, and they can't afford it. When you're talking about $500 to go through the process to get a permanent concealed handgun, you're going to get very few of the people who are most likely to be victims of violent crime, poor blacks who live in Chicago, being able to go and afford that.
But didn't we, I mean, hasn't this been addressed in McDonald versus Chicago, Heller versus D.C., that the Supreme Court made a couple of rulings in these questions. Supreme Court, declared that Chicago's laws were basically prohibitions against gun ownership, and that's my takeaway from McDonald versus Chicago, and therefore they couldn't do it that way, and yet it persists. How is that?
Well, I mean, the McDonald and Heller decisions, the ones that took issue with the Chicago handgun ban and D.C. handgun ban, dealt with very narrow issues. They, in both of those cases, they said that you cannot completely ban an entire category of guns. You can't completely ban all handguns. So that was, that was a very weak decision in the sense that if the Second Amendment means anything, it means you can't completely ban people being able to own guns. But beyond that, issues about other types of gun regulations generally had to wait for another day. The only other regulation that was directly dealt with in the D.C. case that the Supreme Court heard first was whether or not the city could mandate that people had to store their guns locked and unloaded or you'd face a felony conviction. And this justice has said, look, if you make it so that people have to keep their guns locked and unloaded at all times, it pretty much does away with their ability to go and use the guns for protection. But that's, it's only in those extreme cases, and you had 5-4 decisions. And as you and I have talked about before, it's not obvious that anything more restrictive, you'd still be able to get 5 votes to knock it down, no matter how logically consistent it comes across to you. And if one of those 5 justices were to die or retire, I mean, they're 2 of them are almost 80 years of age now, will shortly be 80, and Obama replaces them, or Hillary Clinton replaces them, you'll likely get a massive sea change on the court. But right now, Chicago, while rules have gotten relatively weakened in recent years. It's still not the people who need guns the most for protection who are able to go and get them.
Yeah, and two other things I want to touch on before you have to run today. One is this, and I think this is the best gun story I've read in a while, and it's interesting that CNN pretty much didn't cover the fact that their ex-anchor Lynn Russell was involved in a, well, her husband primarily, in a shootout in a hotel room in New Mexico. They're both carrying legal concealed weapons in the room, and an intruder breaks in. There's a gun battle, and her husband, Chuck DeCaro, ends up killing the intruder. He takes three bullets himself, two to the abdomen, one to a leg. He's, you know, still recovering and will be for a while. But Lynn Russell tells gun control activists to go shut the up if they have an issue with her carrying a gun. And CNN barely covered this story. Interesting that, you know, she was famous. I mean, she was the first woman to anchor a major nightly newscast on any network back in the early 90s. And she gets in a gunfight. Of course, CNN ignores it. But what it's a good story of self-defense, don't you think?
Right. Well, I mean, yeah, for almost two decades, she was the face in large part of CNN in the evenings.
Yeah.
And, you know, lots of people know her. CNN did have some coverage on it, but what they left out was they never mentioned that she had a concealed handgun permit. That both she and her husband had a concealed handgun permit, and the fact that she was carrying there made it so that they could go and defend themselves. You know, instead, she ends up having an interview on Fox News with Megyn Kelly just the other night where she talks about that. You'd think CNN would ask her on, given that she worked for them.
Well, of course not.
2001. But, you know, here's a case I went through, and just in the week beforehand, there was like, you know, eight or nine cases of people using permit concealed handguns around the country to stop similar types of violent crimes. None of those got even statewide coverage, let alone national coverage.
Oh, happens all the time.
The thing that was different here was that she was a celebrity.
Yeah.
And so a number of news outlets did cover her case. You know, the thing is, though, people are going to get kind of an accurate perception about how often people defend themselves. It's not just when celebrities defend themselves. It should be when regular people are able to defend themselves.